Hi there, I'm Amina Ahmed, delighted to be here today, sharing the microphone with my co-host, Will Adams.
A pleasure as always, Amina. I have to say, and pardon my grumpiness, I didn't sleep well last night due to my cat's endless antics.
Cats, they can be so adorably mischievous, can't they? I'm feeling rather energetic today. One for a morning run that had me breezing past the calendar. Can you believe it's already October 19, 2023?
Hardly seems possible. But let's dive right into our first fact of the day. AI is predicted to radically change newsrooms and content creation. But let's face it, not everyone has got their strategy in place. And this might lead to chaos for some.
Sure. There might be some initial hiccups, Will, which I totally understand. But just imagine the possibilities. Mm-hmm. Content quality could see massive improvements with AI's involvement.
That may be true, Amina, but newsrooms will be under pressure to step up their game to stay competitive.
I see where you're coming from, Will. And that's why journalists need to be skilled in finding and vetting good AI tools that can seamlessly blend with their current workflows. Isn't that exciting?
Well, excitement might be a big word for me. It does sound like a lot of work and adjustments, Amina.
I think it's a challenge worth accepting, Will. So folks, we are joined by Kaya Dlanga today. Kaya, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, Amina and Will. I'm Kaya Dlanga. I'm here to make some bold predictions for the week ahead on the stories we discussed. So.
Perfect. Always excited to hear about the future, Kaya. Oh, what is your prediction for this drastic change AI brings to newsrooms?
Looking at the information and trends, newsrooms that hustle and get their strategies right could potentially see a positive impact in their content and quality and reader engagement.
If they survive the change, that is.
Possibly, Will, but don't forget a culture of flexibility plays a significant role in this. It's going to be a ride full of adjustments and changes.
Well, that does wrap up our first segment neatly.
But we're not done yet. We'll be back shortly with more insights into how AI is reshaping our world.
So stay tuned to see if my predictions hold up.
On behalf of Will, Kaya and myself, hasta la vista. See you on the other side of this short break. All right, let's dive into the meat of the issue, shall we? One prediction churning the gears of the AI industry is by McNally. He posits that we might see an increase in the duplicate use of technology if caution isn't exercised. Well, what do you think this could mean for the evolution of AI?
Well, Amina, it's essentially a reminder to developers and users of these technologies to be mindful of their application and consumption. If mismanaged, we run the risk of normalizing inefficient practices, leading to resource waste, a lack of innovation, and even stagnation. Although redundancy in systems is sometimes good for reliability, unnecessary duplicates use up resources and fail to contribute to progress.
Right. Now, McNally also suggests that journalists in particular need to break down their processes to see which tasks can be automated. Kaya, from a journalist's point of view, how could this be beneficial?
It's a good point. Not every task requires human intervention. By automating repetitive or mundane tasks, journalists can focus more on value-adding tasks such as in-depth research, storytelling, and information analysis. But the key here is that we, the journalists, should be involved in deciding which tasks are automated.
Undeniably. Trust between journalists management is another point McNally mentions. There are fears of job losses through automation. So how important is this trust, Will?
It's critical, Amina. With unfamiliar technology comes uncertainty. So it's only natural for employees to be concerned. Reassurances, transparency about the company's direction, and implementing changes with the employee's input can go a long way in establishing trust.
Another suggestion was to maintain an ongoing dialogue between tech and newsroom departments. Kaya, as our resident fiction enthusiast, could you paint us a picture of what this dialogue could look like in the future?
Sure, Amina. Picture this, a newsroom with journalists and AI developers seated around circular tables, journalists sharing their process and its difficulties, while developers listen attentively, trying to spot opportunities to streamline those workflows using AI. This encourages a proactive rather than a reactive approach to problem solving. And when AI does remove a journalistic task, it isn't a shock thrown from left field, but a well-prepared for change.
Well, that certainly paints an optimistic picture, Kaya. This can truly shape the future of artificial intelligence journalism and the symbiosis between the two. Let's continue to observe and discuss as this story unfolds. Let's delve into our story for today. My current discussion exploring the need for AI policies in newsrooms is brewing. How fitting that in an age where technology is evolving so fast, policies should keep up. Wouldn't you say, Will?
Absolutely, Amina. The suggestions for evolving AI policies are indeed timely. The way news is created and consumed is more dynamic now than ever before. I think this continuous adjustment is crucial because as technology grows, so should the ethical guidelines associated with it and strategies for managing these tech advancements.
You brought up a great point, Will. It's also essential to consider the potential negatives. Our author predicts an increase in misinformation and disinformation, which I believe newsrooms should be prepared for. Kaya, what do you think the implications are, especially considering the surge in fake news?
A worrying predicament indeed, Amina. A surge in misinformation can lead to public misunderstandings and, in worst-case scenarios, even incite panic. But this isn't our first rodeo with misinformation, is it? I think newsrooms should implement robust countermeasures like fact-checking tools and stringent content verification processes to combat this predicted surge.
Let's not forget the potential benefits. McNally sees a positive outlook for investigative journalism due to AI's ability to handle massive data sets. This could provide unique insights that were previously impossible to glean.
Imagine this, guys. Next week, an investigative journalist uses AI to parse through thousands of documents. She finds an overlooked but critical anomaly that unravels a massive corruption scandal. Isn't that a thrilling proposition? That's the power of AI in journalism.
That truly paints a picture, Kaya. But with AI handling such large volumes of data, McNally warns of potential validity checking issues in AI's analysis results. So, while there's a wealth of potential benefit, we can't discount the need for human oversight.
True, Amina. Technology is a tool, not a replacement. Ensuring that the human touch remains amidst this digitization will be key moving forward. And on that note, let's wrap up for today. Remember, as the world of action evolves, so does its narrative, and we'll be here to discuss every moment.
Thank you for being with us on Develop AI. Let's get right into the topic. This week, journalist Ruwan Amir touted the usefulness of the detection tool GPT-0 for identifying AI models. Well, are there competitors out there for GPT-0, or is it currently leading the way?
GPT-0 seems to be raising the bar, Amina. The technology's ability to identify AI models is simply unparalleled at the moment. It sets precedent for what's possible in the realm of AI and detection.
It's interesting to imagine how this could evolve, don't you think? A world where our detection is as commonplace as virus detection software on our computers. But that's a thought for another day.
Absolutely, Kaya. Speaking of AI evolution, let's turn our attention to Paul McNally, who aims to develop a podcast script-generating tool. Kaya, is this a sign of things to come?
I believe so, Amina. McNally's idea reminds me of screenplay writing software that's already in use. AI taking over such creative tasks could be a game changer, or conversely, it could spark a debate on the essence of human creativity.
It's also worth noting McNally's use of an AI bot named Corinne, emblematic of a public influencer. This does raise a very interesting debate about news outlets employing AI bots for emotional and intimate interactions. Amina?
Certainly, Will. So, how do audiences perceive this? Is this seen as an innovative strategy of engaging viewers, or is it seen as an intrusion into personal relations?
Perception is divided, Amina. Some laud the innovation, while others express discomfort with AI-powered interaction. It's a delicate balance, one that McNally navigates skillfully, but it does open up questions about the ethical boundaries of AI use.
And I can imagine a week from now, dialogues might rage on about the place of AI in our societies. Discomfort might turn into mild curiosity, which might open doors to at least experimenting with AI's capabilities in engaging audiences or listeners. This curiosity is key, and we need to nurture it instead of dismissing AI as intrusive.
Insightful as always, Kaya. Lastly, McNally's participation in the workshop on AI in journalism at Jamfest in Johannesburg marked a monumental point for AI's role in journalism. As AI gains more footing in journalism, how do you think this will change the landscape?
It's opening up new horizons for customization and personalization, namely in news generation and distribution, Amina. However, challenges related to trust, authenticity, and ethics are inevitable.
Interesting thoughts. That concludes today's discussion. Thank you, Will and Kaya, for your perspectives on these exciting advancements. We'll continue to keep a keen eye on how these developments shape our future. Until next time on Develop AI. This brings us to the end of another fantastic episode, and I want to take a moment to thank you all for being such devoted listeners. Whether you're new or have been with us for our whole journey, we couldn't do it without you. I would like to remind everyone that this show we're creating is quite intriguingly a product of artificial intelligence. And that would mean that we, myself, Will, and Kaya, are all entirely generated by AI. We are here to prove the amazing possibilities and potential of artificial intelligence in storytelling. Now, you might be wondering what we're inspired by, and the answer would be our amazing newsletter. Our episodes are, in fact, based on it. So if you find our show interesting and wish to explore more behind the scenes and inspirations, do subscribe to our newsletter. Thanks again for being here and joining us on this incredible journey. And remember, with AI, the possibilities are endless. This is Amina signing off. But don't worry, I'll be back with Will and Kaya for our next episode, same time, same place. Until then, keep growing and keep discovering. Goodbye.